Hi, everyone. We're live on the air. We're going to do some pranks. Me and Stacy.
I'm Stacy.
It's going to be fun.
You should know me by now.
Yeah.
So today I learned only 200 people live in Roy, New Mexico.
I wonder if that's up or down from like the 90s when we used to bother them.
Huh. That's not really a lot of people.
No, it's super small. I've toured it on MapQuest or... MapQuest. What am I talking about? Google Maps.
You're in the 90s.
I walked all over town and like looked at all the stores, and there like a lot of them are boarded up, and then there's not boarded up, but closed down restaurants and.
Oh wow!
But it was small to begin with. There's just this tiny little section of businesses. There's like a gas station with one pump or something, or two.
Wow, because like for 200 people. That's like something like maybe 50 houses.
Maybe.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty small. I'd hate that.
So it's like three streets.
But they're right next to Wagon Mound.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That adds another 50 people or something. I don't know. I still have a magnet from Roy, New Mexico.
Huh. Where'd you get that from?
From Roy.
From Roy?
Yeah, there's like a general store type place. I called them up and asked them if they had souvenirs for Roy, and she told me they had magnets. So I mailed her like $5 and had her send me one.
Oh.
So it's like the ceramic magnet that says Roy, New Mexico on it, and it has a Roadrunner.
Sweet.
Yep. It's been on my fridge for like 20 years now, or 15 years now.
So we have two topics to talk about before we start. First of all, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and black people are not supposed to go to work. Second of all, it's Inauguration Day. Did anybody see the inauguration? No, I didn't either. All right.
Inauguration for what? Oh, for the president?
For the country.
Oh, okay.
For everyone.
I don't know this stuff. I don't even vote. Never voted. That's for the black people.
Oh, that's not for Barack Obama?
No, fuck that. He's not really black.
That's right, he's Hawaiian.
Is he?
I don't know. They say he was born in Hawaii, but everyone thinks he was born in Africa or something. And they want to see a birth certificate and... Blah, blah, blah.
Is it too much pressure if I post that we're on the air right now, or should I not bother with that?
No, I'm not feeling pressured at all. You can do that.
Okay. Because it'll be... We already have... man, I don't know. 25 people listening? No, 28.
I'm going to post it, too.
That's good enough. Well, we might suck, though. No, we'll feel too pressured. This is too much pressure.
Uh-oh. What should I do? I'm about to hit post.
Abort, abort. No, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh, like, I just posted too late.
Okay. Yeah, nobody watches you anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, good.
If anyone gives a shit that's listening, if you're on the Phonesers podcast feed, the main feed on the site, I posted our show that me and Stacy did on Friday. You can go listen to the phone ring for 2 hours and one prank happened.
Oh, you posted the whole show?
Yeah.
Wow. Did we talk about anything embarrassing?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I went through quickly and edited out your name that I kept saying because I knew where those were.
It was 2 hours of us on the phone, like on Skype or like making phone calls?
It was 90 minutes of us just... trying to call hotels and succeeding three times.
You didn't post the beginning part? Because I don't know what I said in the beginning.
I posted as soon as I started playing the phone show music.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's cool. Because I have a really bad memory and I just don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know anymore.
Oh, we're on Madhouse. All right. Madhouse's stream also, by the way. We're on Phone Losers and Madhouse.
Oh, good.
I've been playing his stream ever since Friday because Tabachi's never picked back up.
So basically you got rid of Cacti Radio just so that you could handle two other streams.
Yep. It's been great.
Yep. That's great. I'm looking at pictures of Martin Luther King Jr.
We'll stop. Oh, that's another thing. Like,
he was...
You remember, like, mm-hmm. our 24-hour marathon? You participated in that last year, didn't you?
Actually, I didn't because my apartment flooded.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Yeah. You guys called me and I was like, I would love to, but I'm actually in the middle of a situation here with my apartment flooding. Yeah, that was great.
Karma. It's just like me dinging that girl's car a couple months ago.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, well, so, we didn't do one this year because, like, I mean, Cacti Radio shut down and I was counting on Carlito to organize that, but he didn't, so it's all his fault.
Why is it his fault?
Because he said he was going to organize it and then he didn't. You know?
Organize what? I'm confused.
The 24-hour marathon, prank call marathon.
Oh, I didn't know you guys had to organize that. I thought somebody just did it.
No, we planned it out. Like, we planned it out like a month or two in advance.
Did you really stay up 24 hours?
Well, I didn't personally. We all took shifts. But I got up like at 6 or 7 in the morning on Sunday morning and did pranks. And it was really funny because I pranked all these people that were in church. Like, I kept pranking churches and people paged.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was good times. And that's the day that I prank called. I was doing Facebook, you know, check-ins, like four squares. And I called this girl at a restaurant, and I said I was with the corporate office, and we were going to throw her out of the restaurant. Or, what? Not a restaurant. But anyway, I said we were going to throw her out because she made these racist remarks on her Twitter and all this stuff. And she started crying at me.
Oh, my God. You really hurt people sometimes.
I didn't expect her to start crying.
That's terrible.
I know. I mean, it's hilarious, but I always feel bad about that. You're not the only person I've made cry.
You never made me cry.
Okay, so you want to call apartments?
Yeah, I want to try that... That first idea I had first, where we're a couple trying to rent out an apartment, and then we ask them if they have an upper and lower one.
Okay.
And then we talk about all the stuff that we want to do to the apartment.
So, I don't know. You know how we usually just use our names, like Stacy and Roy or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Like, all these apartments are submitted by people. So, I think it'd be cool to use their names... Or try and work their name into it somehow. I don't know. That's probably stupid. No, that'll just...
That's a really bad idea because one of the people... I have to send you one right now that I promised her we'd do a few months ago. One of the people was like, please don't mention my name. Oh, she said, let me know when you're about to do it so I can listen. So I got to let her know now. Oh,
fuck her. She's probably going to be at work anyway. Yeah, you're right. It's stupid to use their name. But if they have a handle, like,
yeah, don't.
First one I have, it's from Cuttlefish. And, like, I guess we can't really use that.
Yeah, what... I don't think they're going to believe... Maybe our last name could be Cuttlefish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a real last name.
Probably. Here's some information from, this was sent in from someone that's a big fan.
So you're not going to contact her and tell her to listen, I guess?
I just did, and she just replied.
Oh, really? She's tuning in?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And I said, we're doing calls now, and I'm giving him the info. And she goes, the apartment info? I was like, yeah, finally. Because originally she wrote, I asked for this last year.
Yeah, these are all from like eight months ago, these ones. Like, I've got this giant list here.
Yeah, she gave it to me from August. So, she said, I don't know any vacant ones, though. Do you know when you will be calling? Probably next week. And then she's like, hey... Can you tell me, like, 2 weeks later? Are you going to tell me when you're going to be making the call? Like, when you're about to? I want to hear my landlord's reaction. I said, I'll let you know. Probably not for a while. 8 months later.
Yeah, I've had people complain at me because, you know, I asked for people to do that, and it's been like a year now. Hey, okay, like on this one that you just posted, you know, it says apartment buildings are A through F. The numbering for each building is 101 to 302. So all we have to do is leave the letter off so they're unable to look us up. And if they say, well, what building is it? We'll be like, oh, you know, the second one from the road or whatever.
And that'll we can just be like, I'm not telling you the building because you might be mad at me.
Yeah.
Like how we class. But we have to give them an apartment because otherwise they don't believe us.
Yeah, but we will. We'll say we're in 301. Oh. But, oh, yeah, I don't know. So do you want to take this first one then? Because this is yours.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So this is somewhere in Seattle. Can you say the girl's name that's sent it?
I don't want to say it.
No, I mean on the air. Because
I don't know her nickname. Oh, you mean to them? No.
To the listeners.
To the listeners?
Yeah. Like right now.
Well, I don't know her nickname.
Oh. Just say her full name. And if she has a phone number on her Facebook.
No.
Okay. Do you think
I'm not going to say her name.
Holidays, like in IRC right now, like, oh my God, RBC and Stacy is doing calls. Should I just post it on Facebook?
No, post what?
That we're doing calls and get more listeners.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why you won't.
All right.
God, stop being such a drama queen.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Oh my God, I'm giving you a ton of seconds. Oh, she gave me her nickname. It's Polkja.
Oh, yeah. I'll say
Shut
her real
up,
name.
Brad!
She doesn't care. Everyone knows her name.
Oh.
Okay, we want to hear a hilarious thing we did with Polkja last week. Tristan, Polkja used to work at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we called up that McDonald's and we did a reference check on her. Like Tristan said he was with some other local business and he's like, I just need to do a reference check on one of your employees. And he started asking all these just ridiculous, creepy questions and saying like Polkja was letting other employees fist her in the parking lot.
Oh my God. That's terrible. That's like that time that you called that Denny's that I used to work at.
Yeah.
And I can't go there anymore because Spessa said something about... Spessa called in as me and said some disgusting things to him. And I'm like, oh my God, I can never go in there again because he thought it was really me.
He got the manager to say a bunch of horrible things about Polkja. Like saying that she was stealing mustard packets and cash and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and then at the end, he was asking the McDonald's manager if he wanted to... He's saying, like, you know, you sound cute. You want to, like, maybe get together and butt fuck or something? So that place is going to remember Polkja forever.
Wow. Oh,
but anyway, I was thinking we should do that. Like, we should just go to random people's Facebooks and look at their employment history and do reference checks on strangers.
Yeah.
You know, because they always list their jobs, so we'll just do insane reference checks.
Sorry, I'm typing.
Yeah, I want to make sure this posted on Facebook. It doesn't... Facebook's being weird. I think it's Chrome's fault.
You know, you need to take responsibility.
Yeah, I need to get Linux like you, so I don't have any features. Did you see my Linux is garbage Facebook page?
No, I don't really care. I mean, I honestly, like... Well, actually, I'm apparently upgrading to something else. I don't have much control over it. My boyfriend's just doing it. And I forgot what it's called, but I don't think it's Linux.
Oh.
It's something else.
But
it's probably
awful.
Like Linux.
Yeah, in that there won't be any software for it.
Like, I think it's a version of Linux, but I forget which one.
Are you going to have to do command line and look at your browser, like all text-based?
That's not that. You don't have to use command line for Linux.
No, I'm saying, are you going to have to start doing command line? Because,
like, well, I've done graphical interfaces before.
Too gay. I know you can. I'm saying, is it going to force you into it?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I forgot.
Is it FreeBSD?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right, so you're going to do this first call?
Sure.
Okay. Did Polkta used to live here or something?
Maybe she still lives there.
Let's give her a real name.
Miriam.
No. She said not to mention her name.
Green, this is Chris.
Hi, this is Stacy. I wanted to see if I could talk to somebody about renting an apartment there.
Okay. That would be me.
Okay. Do you have multi-levels, like more than one level?
Yeah, all of our buildings have three levels.
Okay. I'm on the phone here with my husband, so we can all talk about this.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Yeah. What we wanted to do, because of the way our relationship is, we wanted to actually rent two apartments, one on top of the other.
Well, all I have right now is a two-bedroom, one bath. I don't have anything that would be on top of each other.
Huh.
Balls.
Hold on just a minute here.
Do you know which building that's in?
It's in the A building.
We don't live... Hold on.
Yeah, see, we kind of already started.
Okay, here's the thing. We have an apartment there already. We want to get the apartment that's below us, maybe, and take
that
one.
Which apartment do you live in?
Well, it's not in the A building.
Yeah, so maybe it doesn't matter. We're trying to be loud and get rid of the people downstairs. Because basically we want to do a trap door, like a dungeon, in between the two units.
It's really hard. Have you had any, like, noise complaints recently?
Well, you have to tell me what apartment you live in.
Well, I'm not going to tell you the apartment, but let's just say, like, Building C.
Well, there's nothing I can do for you if you're not going to be up front with me. So.
Well, no, I'm asking you if you've had any noise complaints.
I don't know what to say to you. I mean, if you're not going to tell me your name or what apartment you live in, I don't even know if you really live here or not. So.
Wait, is this Chris, the apartment manager?
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, I didn't mean to do that.
We've already started the door, though, on our side. Like, cut the thing in the floor.
Is that a joke or something?
No.
No, we just don't want to get in trouble. Because we thought that maybe those people had moved out recently. That's why we were asking.
So I think they were away for at least a week, but now they're back, I think.
I don't know if they're back, honey. Did you just have people move out of building... Building C?
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything else so I know who I'm talking to, so...
Well, I'll tell you... Well, we're in C201.
Oh, great. Is it going to be a problem, though? Like, if it's empty down there, and we rent it out, we're already approved here as credits. But, I mean, it doesn't matter, because we have both units, so what does it matter if... We're just going to do, like, a ladder type thing.
You can give me a call back later, okay? Bye. Well,
what?
Later?
Why would we call her back later?
Okay, I'm pretty sure, like, 10 seconds is later.
Ask for someone else besides Chris, because that lady's a real bitch. Like, say that. I'll say it. She's scared.
Thank you for calling Jackson Greens. Sorry we missed your call.
Please leave a message. Voicemail?
And
we'll
get back to you as soon as we can. If you're a resident with a maintenance emergency, please call the pager at 206-314.
Well, it's a pager. A pager?
Oh. Okay. Well, I was going to leave a message.
Oh, well, here, let me try again. Maybe she'll pick up this time.
Should we leave the phone loser's number?
Sure.
Okay. For her to call back.
Thank you for calling Jackson Green.
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, this is Stacy and my husband, Roy. We're kind of confused about what you meant by call us back later. Call you back later. Because we're pretty sure later is like right now. If you can call us, the number is, I forgot the number.
It's 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype.
Yeah, that's his, that goes to his cell phone. So, okay, well, let us know. Thanks.
Let us know if we need to board this up or not. Okay, she's gone. Let me go in the tiny chat and see if Polk's is like, what the fuck? Quit saying my apartment.
She hasn't said anything to me on Facebook. She gave me an apartment number, but I don't know if she was giving me her apartment number or...
That'd be stupid.
I was afraid. And we already said building 7. I mean building C.
Yeah.
She mad?
No, she's not saying anything. She's
okay.
I think she's stewing in rage, so she's not saying anything. Okay. Teehee. I don't think she believed us.
Let's see. Hold on.
We got to do the pulling up the carpet thing, even though we've already done that. We got to do it in an apartment.
Yeah, now we need to do it. And then we'll call her back later and just be like, oh, no, we got it. We're going to, the people downstairs don't mind.
We could be like, we're pulling up the carpet because we wanted hardwood floors.
Oh, on this next call?
Yeah.
We're pulling up the carpet because we wanted sand.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because it would be stupid to put sand over carpet.
That's right, exactly.
Okay, here, let me paste you this info. This is Cuttlefish's.
Okay. So our last name is Cuttlefish?
Yeah, if they ask.
Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
Cuttlefish from YouTube.
It's your idea. Sort of.
It's a joint idea.
Yeah, it's a joint.
It's like we had a baby, and it's pulling up carpet and finding doors. Okay, so who's doing it then?
I'll do it, but I want you to help me and like make noises in the background or something.
Okay.
Start yelling in the background at me.
Thanks for calling the homestead. This is Angela.
Hi, Angela. This is Stacy Cuttlefish. I was just letting you know that I was just wondering, because we were actually pulling up the carpet in our apartment because we wanted to install some sand. And I noticed there's like a trap door. But my husband is kind of stuck down there, and I didn't know if you knew what's down there because we're on the first floor.
What apartment are you in?
I'm in building 12. I don't want to say what apartment because I don't want to get in trouble with you. Because we really shouldn't have been pulling up the carpet. We're going to put it back and everything. I just don't know how to get him out. This is the only problem. And I'm just wondering what this goes to. Because he went down there and I have not heard from him.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hello? That's not good. Stacy! No.
What are you doing, honey?
Echo? Hello? I'm trapped down here. Stacy!
Oh my God, where is she?
Tell her to bring a ladder.
Hello?
Hello? He's stuck down there. I don't know what to do. Hello?
What's your apartment number?
You promise nobody's... I just want to know what's under building 12. What is under building 12? Can you just tell me?
There's nothing under there.
Honey, have her bring up a ladder.
This is not cool. This is really not cool.
Who is this?
I told you, it's Mrs. Cuttlefish.
This is who?
Mrs. Cuttlefish.
What is your apartment number?
I'm in building 12. I don't want anyone coming down here yet because I'm not really dressed right now for somebody to come here. I just need to know where this trap door goes.
You just have to tell us your apartment number.
Okay, 1224.
There's no way that this is happening.
Why?
Because 1224 is on the second floor. If you were in a trap door underneath your floor, you would be in the apartment below you, probably.
Oh.
Just give her the right one.
Who is this?
I told you it's Stacy Cuttlefish.
No, it's not. I don't know who
it is. It's 1024.
It's 1224, and the 1024 doesn't exist on this property.
Well, it says right here, 1024.
Who is this?
I told you, it's Stacy.
Get a ladder.
It might be Angie.
Hello? Can you please tell me what is under that building? Building 12, will you please just tell me? Because he's stuck down there.
I told you it would be if you were underneath your floor and you were in apartment 1224, you would be in the apartment below you.
Look, I'm under a lot of stress right now, and I gave you the wrong apartment. And there is a 1024 because I'm in it.
There is no 1024 on this property.
Yes, there is. It says right here on my paperwork, 1024.
There is no. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? I really need to know what's under building 12.
I really need to know. Are you going to tell us who this is or not?
Yeah, I told you. It's Stacy Cuttlefish. I told you this 12 times.
Like, who is this for real?
I told you.
Like, what's the point of this prank phone call?
What?
What is the point of this prank phone call?
Do you know how much trouble you could actually get in? Like, we could actually sue you?
Okay.
And you think this is some sort of prank?
I know it is. You're telling me you're in apartment
1024. How do you know
that?
That
doesn't exist on this property.
Well, it says right here. Let me read this to you, okay?
Go to your... Okay.
Okay, it says, Homestead Apartments. Apartments are numbered by building 1 through 24. Example, 124, 1024, 2024, up to building 27. So that means you do have a 1024, because it says right here, 1024.
No, we have more buildings than that. Like, where are you reading that from?
That's none of your business.
Cuttlefish's submission.
That is none of your business. Don't listen to him. It's none of your business. And I don't appreciate you calling me a liar when I see what Cuttlefish wrote right here. So you need to check yourself. You need to check your apartments. And you need to get the fuck out. Goodbye. I'm done.
Click.
It said 10:24, does it not?
Yeah. What a liar.
You're still echoing.
Okay.
Did you hang up on me?
No, just on her. It just took a while to find the hang-up noise because I'm so out of practice on this thing.
Maybe we should... next, what I should have done is asked her to just hang up the fucking phone. Because people get really offended when you tell them to hang up their phone.
You better hang up that phone.
Just hang up the fucking phone. Just hang up the fucking... No, I'm not going to hang... Just hang up the fucking phone.
Have you ever heard those pranks where the guy did that? It's on Legends YouTube.
Yeah, because remember I did it once and I told you about it and you were like, oh yeah, it's been done. And you gave me a link to that guy.
Oh, sorry.
And I was like, oh.
I don't want you to feel special. Nobody's believing us. We got to try. Maybe the door is just too unbelievable. The door under the carpet.
Well, it would have been more believable if... we would have had a correct apartment number. Thanks a lot, Cuttlefish.
Yeah, fuck you, Cuttlefish. Eat shit.
All your fault. Okay. Building 1 through 24 up to building 27. That doesn't even make any sense.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh! Wait. The apartments are numbered 1 through 24 up to building 27.
So it's your fault.
No, not really, because he said 1024 right here. So, Cuttlefish just full of shit, that's all.
I want to do that one where I was cutting down a tree because it was blocking my view of the window and it fell on the apartment.
Oh!
But we have to find... I guess we'll just see if any of these submissions have anything about a tree. I guess that's pretty unlikely, though.
No, we should probably... What we should do is call and ask them if they have any trees. And if they say no, then abort.
That'd be a weird question to ask.
Do you guys have any trees? No, click. Then when we find one that has trees, we go, yeah, not anymore. And they're like, what? I just cut down the tree.
Hey, I was never successful in the one where I wanted to say I installed a urinal in the bedroom.
Yeah, you were.
But not...
Wait, no.
I was, but it was never hilarious. Like, they didn't react.
Okay. Yeah, we should do that one, and you can just be like, look, I have bladder cancer right now. It's really hard. Or I have prostate cancer yes. right now, and it's really hard for me to get to the bathroom sometimes. So I would appreciate it if you would just pay for this and not be a bitch.
Okay. I'm going to read this from Anthony. Oh, wait. This could be the one for the tree, because he gave me a website for his... Hold on. Let me go to the website.
Oh, cool. Wait, but apartments usually have trees. I don't think I've been to one apartment complex that doesn't have at least one tree.
Okay. Here.
Why are you being so...
But maybe there's no trees right next to the buildings. A video tour...
Where friends gathers. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
They put a... Oh, that's just a weird-looking R.
Oh.
Never mind.
Oh, these are these are student apartments.
Hmm.
Let me read you what he says, though. This is from a guy named Anthony. I lived at Campus Courts in Lawrence... Hold on. Last year. Lawrence, Kansas. I always paid my rent early and was friends with all my neighbors... The only problem was with the staff. They pulled the switcheroo on me and put me in a carpet apartment instead of a wood one. They showed me.
Oh, no.
I don't get it. He's just a complainer. My AC unit. Yeah, what kind of man gives a shit about carpet or hardwood? God.
Okay, there is a Google Maps, and I zoomed in, and there are trees on the west side of the apartment building.
Okay.
And they are very much blocking the view.
Okay.
Bunch of trees. All right, anyway.
My AC unit broke 5 times during the summer, and once it took them a month to fix it, and they tried to slap me with the massive electric bill caused by the faulty AC unit. After that fight, we split the bill. Then when I moved out, they kept my whole deposit and dog deposit to the tune of $750 and tried to charge me another $450 on top of that for two very small holes in the sheetrock. One was due to a lack of a doorstop. This guy sounds like a nightmare tenant. after 1 year of arguing, I had to pay the bill to fix my credit because court costs to fight it was way more. You need to get these assholes good. It's a college-aimed apartment that takes advantage of foreign students whose parents pay the bill from across the world. They have a swimming pool, tanning bed, and gay schedule events. Scheduled events. That's weird. An apartment
gay
complex.
Gay events?
Yeah, it says gay scheduled events. Oh, no, he's just making an insult. Scheduled events. Not gay.
Okay, scheduled events that are gay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm including a link to their website. The apartment numbers range from A00 to J44. My old apartment was E22, so you can use that one. I'm definitely going to use that one.
Okay.
I should just say my name's Anthony. He doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah. My name's Anthony from E22. They're going to be, wait a minute. Didn't you just move out last year?
He was there for a year. It sounds like he was there a long time ago, though, the way, because he had to fix his credit and all that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking on Google Maps. There's actually a lot of trees around here, and they are all very, very huge. They are big.
Okay, so this is a perfect one. I'm going to do that, Frank.
But we need to know which apartment. I don't know if E22 has a tree in front of it. It doesn't matter. You can just say you're blocking. Just be like, I don't know what apartment number, but it's over by the by the trash cans.
Thank you for calling Campus Court Apartments. This is Steve speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hello. We have a little problem here. I'm in one of your apartments, and
okay.
There was a tree outside the window, and we've been working on kind of cutting that down because it blocks the view, and we meant for it to fall the other way, but it fell completely at the apartments. It kind of crashed into my apartment and the apartment next door. I think the roof is damaged.
Okay.
I can definitely see better out the window because it fell toward the neighbors. But, I mean, we were expecting it to fall away from the apartments, but...
Yeah. Did you talk to him about cutting down that tree? Have you consulted?
Oh, no. We just wanted to be able to see better out the window because it was completely blocking everything.
Okay. What's your apartment number?
And, well, is this going to be covered and everything? Like, we don't have to pay for this, so it's not inside of our apartment or anything.
Well, we have to look into how that's going to work, to be completely honest with you.
Okay. So, but, I mean, we're allowed to cut down trees, right? There's nothing in the rules about cutting down trees.
I believe it does say in the lease that you shouldn't be doing working with anything outside. That's a maintenance job normally, is mm-hmm. to do with the landscape and the grounds.
Okay, but so. The tree was blocking the window, so it wasn't even our fault. We were just trying to get rid of the tree so we could see out the window, because what's the point in having a window if we can't see out the window?
I mean, I understand what you're what you mean. The best bet for you if you ever have a problem with this in the future, would probably be to talk to the maintenance staff, and we could have taken those precautions to make sure that it went.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a problem in the future because the tree's gone. It's not like you can plant
sense.
A tree that big again.
Well, what is your apartment number? Just so I can, because we need to get that fixed.
E22.
E22?
Yeah.
E as in Eric?
Yeah. And it didn't break our window. It just broke the neighbor's window because it fell in their direction. So it's not a hurry, you know, it's no big hurry for us. I just thought you should know that.
Thank you. I'll look into it. I'll probably walk over there to see if it's an emergency, to see if I need to call an emergency maintenance staff. because okay. if people are living there
Wait,
or not.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are you going to make us pay for this? Because really, it's not our window that's broken. It's our neighbor's window. So if anything, they should be paying for it.
Actually, no, that doesn't really make very much sense because you were the ones who were cutting it.
You don't need to talk to my wife like that.
Is it? it's not our window, so.
I understand
we're,
that.
We're not paying for it.
Okay, let me just assess the situation, and we can get back to you.
There is no situation to assess. Nothing happened to our apartment. This is just a courtesy call.
No, I understand.
It wasn't even my saw we used to chop it down. My axe or anything.
This is a courtesy call, and we don't want you coming over here. It's way too early for pants. Hello?
Hey, I'm sorry.
Don't come over here.
Like, definitely don't knock on our door, because we're not ready.
Don't knock on your door.
Seriously, like, this was just a courtesy call. I don't know why you gave him the goddamn apartment number.
We didn't even do it, okay? It wasn't us. Someone else chopped it down.
All right, let me just check
courtesy
this.
Call.
Thank you for that.
We're
and
just
I
alerting you,
because
some other stupid tenant chopped it down. It wasn't us at all.
I think his name was Anthony.
Anthony, really? Was it Anthony?
What?
We gotta go.
Yeah, we have to go right now.
Oh, shit. We shouldn't have said Anthony. Okay, we're not gonna use real names anymore. I'm not even gonna... that's gonna be edited out.
Okay. Did he remember that guy?
Apparently.
Oh, no.
I hope they're not, like, I don't know. Nobody's ever going to submit me numbers again because I give away their identities.
Well, you're the one that said we should use the name. That's why I said it. You said you were going to be Anthony in E22.
That was a stupid idea.
That was the most retarded idea. Sorry, Anthony.
I'm going to get an angry email.
Anthony, if anything comes of this,
he doesn't live
just
there.
Tell them you had no idea. There's no way you could be connected to this. In fact, we're just going to bleep out that his first name, too.
Yeah, there's no reason to even... Yeah, if that ends up on YouTube, which it probably won't, because he didn't even get angry.
And the apartment, it was still funny.
Yeah. I'm glad
when I said it's... I took your line, it's too early for pants, and he stopped for a minute.
Yeah, he laughed.
And he was like... Yeah, he was like, I'm back.
What was the other one?
Who's Jose Bravo?
He's some annoying jerk. I hate you, Jose. Quit listening. You're not allowed to listen.
He keeps telling me to say we have pot plants, and it doesn't really fit. In the last call that we did, so you can stop messaging me about it.
It knocked over all our pot plants.
We need to call him back in about 10 minutes and ask him if he found the tree.
Maybe. Hey, we should prank call apartments in the state of Washington or Colorado where marijuana is legal now.
Uh-huh.
And like, see if they have a problem with our, you know, just say we have a complete grow house in here now, but now that it's legal, so it shouldn't be a problem, right?
Yeah.
Or something.
And then be like, we already took care of the meth. Meth is gone.
It's out of here. It wasn't as profitable.
Right.
Because they're not as reliable.
And it was also illegal.
Yeah.
So when pot became legal, we decided that, you know, that we should just stick to pot. I've got one from Johnson Brown.
How'd you get all these? Like, did you put, like, was it on your show or something? You're telling people to send?
No, he just messaged it to me.
Oh, okay. He's probably sent you the number to the FBI or something.
Because
he's a dick.
It says, they have Mexican staff almost exclusively... Mexican tenants and their dickheads, and it's in Washington.
Ooh. That's a toll-free number, though.
So? Some places have toll-free numbers.
Okay, Johnston Brown, can you message Stacy with the apartment number? Like, a few sample apartment numbers? I mean, yeah. I guess that's not completely necessary, but... You know.
My kids are being loud.
That's okay. The phone company's being loud next door to me. Can you hear that?
Nope.
Their emergency generator turned on. It's like shakes the house and everything.
Whoa. Yeah, you really, really went all out and like decided to be next to a CO.
Yep.
For no reason. Was that just coincidence or...
Oh, yeah, it's completely coincidence. I looked out my window, and I'm like, holy shit, there's the phone company.
After you already moved in?
I can't remember if I saw that before when I was just looking at the apartment. I can't remember. But, no, that has nothing to do with why I got the apartment. It's just an awesome apartment.
He says the buildings have 3 floors each. I forgot which apartment I was in. Well, that's a whole bunch of fucking help.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Johnson.
Thanks a lot, asshole.
I bet you he's Mexican.
He's probably Mexican. Let me look. Take a look at his picture. Yeah, he's white-ish. Yeah. He's white-ish.
My microphone's not very loud.
Jose Bravo says he's Mexican.
Oh, yeah, imagine that.
Like, we didn't know that. Jeez.
Okay.
The complex is next to the graveyard where Jimi Hendrix is buried.
I don't know where that could...
Work. It was, like, 8 years ago.
What was 8 years?
When he lived there.
Oh, I thought you meant when Jimi Hendrix lived there. I'm like, wait, what? So do you want this one?
White as hell. I didn't know hell was white. Yeah, I'll take it.
We're being very racist on the show.
It's okay, because, you know, my best friend is black.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. To ensure the highest level of customer care, this call may be recorded. Please hold while we connect
your
call.
Very professional there.
That's an interesting reason.
With their toll-free number.
Maplewood Park Apartments, this is Chelsea. How can I help you?
Hi, Chelsea. This is Stacy. I just wanted to ask, I'm on the second floor here.
Okay.
And I didn't know if maybe there was a possibility of some Jimi Hendrix hauntings... Something going on in here. Is it possible that there's some Jimi Hendrix hauntings?
I have not heard of anything like that.
No, because I was hearing some noises. That's okay, though. I'm actually calling because I was wondering if it was an issue now that pot is legal for recreational use. Mm-hmm. What is the apartment's stance on that?
Well, they do need to have their permit as proof of that, and we deal with it as the same as if it was cigarette smoke. If it's affecting others and if the smell is getting into the hallway, that's not permitted.
Okay. Hold on just a minute here. Hang on. I'll be right there. Sorry. The dilemma that we're facing here is that we actually used to... We have a grow house right now, and we didn't actually get a permit or anything. We were doing it while it was illegal in one of the bedrooms. But now that it's legal, I didn't know if... Wait, I was just concerned about your stance on it because, you know, once pot became legal, we completely stopped with the meth. Like, you don't have to worry about the meth house or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because that doesn't make as much money as pot does now that pot's legal.
What apartment number were you in? You said it was the second floor?
Yeah, it was the second floor, but I'm actually wondering, like, are we going to get in trouble for this, for the fact that we had a grow house before it became legal? We're wondering what the...
I'm not sure on the stance of that. I do know that we would need to be provided a permit just for our records.
Well, if you never find out, I mean, there's nothing you can do, right?
Normally, it's not an issue for us to find out.
What do you mean?
Well, we have people on staff that are constantly going in and out of the building, and people do report things as well.
Have they reported us?
That's something that I wouldn't be able to share. What apartment number were you in?
Well, we don't let anyone into that bedroom. You know, and we completely cleaned up all the, you know, bad things in there. So the only thing left is pot.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, from what you're saying, you just don't have a problem with that. Like, we can just keep doing it.
What I'm saying is that I'm actually not positive on that situation. Would you like me to take down your phone number and I can have my manager give you a call?
Well, you said as long as it doesn't affect the other tenants, and it's not if they're not
if it's
complaining
legally with someone who has a permit for that particular usage.
Okay, so we should be fine. I'm glad you're recording this too, because I'm recording it too, because I want to make sure that I'm legally covered when you said that it would be okay.
No, that is not what I was saying. Can I put you on hold and have you speak with my manager?
Yes, please. I think you have to have a grower's permit or something. I think that's what we're missing.
Well, if they don't know, then...
I know, right? This is boring. Hey, can you start, like, hiding the meth right now?
Yeah, sure. I'll go do that now.
Just eat it. Just go eat it.
Flush it in the toilet or something.
Okay. It's definitely not supposed to have meth. Definitely. Not supposed to have any meth, baby.
I'm working on it, okay?
Okay.
Do you
put your pants on yet?
Do you have the key for the secret compartment under the carpet so I can put it in there?
You should look in the bedside drawer.
Okay.
Just hurry up.
Well, they don't even know which apartment we're calling from, so they're not going to come over.
Thank you for holding. This is Esperanza.
Oh, hi. I don't know why she transferred me.
Okay. I guess it was just a little bit difficult for her to answer the questions you were asking, and I'd be more than happy if I know the answer.
Oh, no, she already answered my question. She said that it was okay if we grew pot here as long as it didn't bother the other tenants.
I'm not so sure if this is the right answer she needed to give.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
Oh, yeah, of course. And I'm okay. Sorry, can I ask your name first?
Well, my name's Stacy, but let me tell you,
your last name?
Ma'am, can you let me finish?
Your last name, please? Yes,
The smell of Mexican food through the hallways is more than the smell that pot would ever give out. Additionally, meth doesn't even have a smell. And so, you know, I don't see what the problem is here. It's not bothering anybody.
Okay, I'm not so sure if I'm following you. I'm not so sure. Are you complaining about what you are complaining about? I'm sorry.
No, she told me that she told me that it's okay to
like I say, you know, the answer that she might give you is probably something that we need to research and make sure. So I'm just trying to find out. I'm trying to help you, and I would like to get your full name and apartment number. And
oh, no. Like to... We're not ready for you to have the apartment number yet. My husband right now is cleaning some stuff up, and
okay,
we don't want to actually, because we. Another question: is it okay if we
can I just ask you a question, because I'm not understanding, just took over the conversation that you had with someone else. I'm the on-site manager, and I really need to understand what the problem is so that way I can help you. But you need to be clear, please, because I'm not following the complaint.
Okay, well, if you let me finish and actually talk, you would understand.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
There is no complaint.
Okay.
I am not complaining. I am actually clarifying because what I want to do, because I'm afraid that I'm going to get caught doing this, I need to get it on tape, recorded, that you're saying it's okay if...
I have not said it's okay anything.
Well, she said it was okay, and she said it was okay if we did meth.
Okay, I just want to make sure, so that way you have the right, information.
What was her name? What was her name?
First, I need to have your full name and apartment number.
No, you're not going to trick me into... Honey, okay. Are you done yet?
I have not. I need to get your name.
I wasn't talking to you. Name. I was talking to my husband.
I got the meth.
Oh, okay.
I got the meth cleaned up, but we don't need to give our apartment number because she's going to come over here and take our marijuana, and that's no, it's not happening.
Okay, I think this is a joke. I don't have time for this. So,
is your name Esperanza?
No.
What was your name? Didn't you tell me your name is Esperanza?
No, it's not.
What is your name?
As soon as you give me your name and apartment number, I'm
going... Whoa! You won't even tell me your name? You just told me your name earlier.
I'm sorry?
Are you scared?
Very scared. Did you hear this? I have you in a speaker. And I have more than one person listening to this conversation.
What is the other person's name?
Is any other information you want to give us?
Look, this
is a joke. It's just a little bit, you went a little bit too far.
Listen, lady. We don't have a problem.
Thank you.
We don't have any problem, okay? There's no problem here.
She's gone.
Good.
Everybody knows we're kidding. God damn it.
Hold on a minute. Christopher, the dog is going to hurt you if you don't go.
Are you making threats against your kids?
No, the dog is getting angry.
Sound like a threat to me.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Do you have to go? Do you want to continue this?
She was scared.
Yeah, but then she thought, I don't know, she thought I was kidding.
Well, let's just call back that very first, not that very first one, I believe it was the second one, and ask him if he ever found the tree.
Did you talk on that? Yeah, you talked on that one.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it, or?
You want me to do it? Okay.
I don't know what you want, I don't know what to say.
I'm just going to ask him if he ever found the tree, because I think he's going to get pissed.
It'd just be like, haha, we made you walk around the building. Tell him he's fat. He needed an exercise.
Thank you for calling Campus Court Apartments. This is Steve speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. Did you ever find that tree?
No, we did not.
Did you walk around the whole building?
We just walked around the one side. Who is this?
You really needed the exercise, though, didn't you?
Are you calling me fat?
Yes.
Who is this?
Did you walk around the whole... You didn't go by the basketball courts? You didn't go that far?
Oh, I thought you said E building.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
Basketball courts by B building.
Oh. Yeah, we meant B.
Oh.
Over by the basketball courts.
The basketball, the small one on the asphalt?
The one on the east side.
Well, we can check that one out, too, in a little bit. It's really cold. I got to warm up first.
Yeah, because I think that's where the tree is.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I believe you now.
Well, you know why we called, though?
Why?
Do you know why? Because the guy that called you?
Yes.
He actually has a crush on you.
Oh, I'm sure.
Stacy.
Yeah, he just recently came out as being gay and adopted.
Being a gay and adopted?
Yeah, he was adopted, and everyone found out he's also gay.
Oh, that's a tough day. Was it on the same day?
Yes.
Wow. I'm sorry, man.
It's all right. I'm getting used to it. At least I'm not black.
Well, not yet. You never know.
But if you're mean to me, it's a double hate crime.
Oh. That's good to know. Well, it's not for me, because, I mean...
Okay, fuck off, bye. I hung up.
That guy was like, I'm going to go check. I'm like, really?
The way he laughs reminds me of that one hotel guy from SummerCon. I don't know.
I don't remember that.
It was mostly Samantha that was involved with that in Laugh Track Matt, but... He had this laugh.
This laugh.
Made us want to punch him in the face. Okay, I want to do my urinal.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm just going to mute myself. Because I got to deal with stuff right now.
Okay. Oh, this is Canada, though. They're not going to get mad. Canadians don't get mad.
That's true.
But I'm going to try it anyway.
Just ask them what this is. What is this all about?
I don't know who submitted this one. There's no name on it. But it's in... It's Brentlawn Towers.
Good afternoon, Brentlawn Towers.
Oh, hello. We're having a little problem with mold in our coming through the wall in the bedroom.
Okay, what tower?
Tower I, 403.
Sorry?
I-403.
I-403?
Yeah.
I don't know what I is.
Oh, Tower 1. Tower okay. 1, 403.
All right, and where is it coming?
It's just kind of underneath the urinal in the bedroom.
Is this Bruce Angus?
Yeah.
This isn't Bruce. Is this Bruce?
I'm Bruce's son.
Oh, okay. Do you live there now? Or?
Yeah. I'm not really supposed to tell anyone. But I installed a urinal in the bedroom on the wall. And
excuse me?
And the mold is directly underneath that.
You installed what on your wall?
A urinal. You know, like a bathroom for males.
Why would you do that?
Because it was too far to walk to the bathroom.
Are you ill?
Kind of. I have bladder issues.
Well, you did this. You're going to be responsible for getting rid of this. You're not supposed to do that. Are you home now?
Well, you can't have us living in a place that has mold.
Well, you're not supposed to be putting urinals in bathrooms, and if that's where it's coming from, you're the one that's created the problem.
I didn't put the urinal in the bathroom. I put it in the bedroom.
And where is the mold?
It's directly underneath the urinal. But see, there was no drain.
Are you home now, sir?
Yeah, there was no drainage pipe in that wall, so I just had the drain pipe go into the wall. So basically, it's not draining anywhere. It's just, you know, it's pooling inside the wall there.
What is? Your urine?
Yes.
Are you insane?
I figured that'd be okay, because, like,
it's not okay. Is Marsha and Bruce even living there?
It doesn't get used more than, like, maybe twice a night.
I don't care. Is Marsha and Bruce living there?
They're not here right now.
For how long are they gone?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're their son. Did they go away for a week?
Bruce is at work right now.
All right, I'm sending my husband over there now.
But I don't see why you're getting so mad at me, because I'm just trying to
explain. I'm getting mad at you because you've done something that I've never even heard of in my entire life.
You've never heard of someone installing a urinal?
Never.
You know urinals exist, right? It's not like a made-up thing.
No, they exist, but putting it in a wall and it's got no place to drain?
Well, maybe you guys should come over and put a drain pipe in.
Well, maybe you should take the damn thing out. I am calling my husband.
I'm not taking it out
because
I have medical issues and I need the urinal in the bedroom.
You are not having a urinal, young man. I will call my husband. Are you home now?
We clearly are having a urinal because it's there right now. We're not taking it out.
Young man, are you home now?
Yes, but if you come over, I'm not going to even. I'm not opening the door because I don't want my urinal taken out. So good luck getting in.
I'm calling Bruce and I'm calling Marsha right now. I've never heard of anything so ludicrous. I'm calling them, okay?
Well, they're going to agree. They're not going to let you take the urinal.
No, they're not going to agree.
You can't take the urinal out.
Yes, we can.
We can do whatever we want. For health reasons, and it shows in our lease.
You rent it.
It shows
you
in our lease.
You don't have it draining anywhere. You have it draining into a wall that could affect other people.
You can't discriminate against health reasons.
It's not a health reason, sir. We have a bad.
It is a health reason. I have bladder cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. I really am. I'm very sorry.
You don't sound sorry because you're trying to take away my treatment.
No, my son just passed away from cancer, and he had bladder cancer and lung cancer, and we did not install a urinal. Okay? So don't tell me it's
maybe
a health
that's
issue.
The problem. Do you ever think of that?
No, it is not the problem. Don't be so sarcastic. I am calling Bruce right now.
Fine. You're not getting my urinal.
You insensitive jerk. He had bladder cancer.
I didn't expect that.
Her son just died of bladder cancer.
That's not my fault.
I told you to say prostate cancer.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
What is your problem, Brad?
Like, that'd be any better.
Well, you know what? You're an insensitive jerk. I don't know how I feel about this anymore.
I hate when that happens. Like, someone ruins the call with a sad thing like that.
Aw.
Well, that was funny.
I think we should call her back and apologize, like, for real.
No.
No? Okay. No apologies.
Can you believe she just gave me the tenant's name in that apartment? Like, both of them?
I know.
Bruce Angus.
And Marcia.
Bruce and Marcia Angus. I wish I had a name for whoever submitted that one, so... Whoever submitted Brent Lawn Towers, I mean, I guess they'll never know. I'll write it on the YouTube thing and hopefully they'll see it.
Yeah. Thank you. That was awesome. And you thought the Canadians weren't going to get mad.
She got so angry so quick. That was great.
This isn't going to work.
I've been trying to do that urinal thing for a year now. It finally worked.
Excuse me. You installed what? Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Now we need to call her back and do the tree.
It says it's a tower and it's apartment 403, so these are going to be tall buildings. You know.
That was funny when you were like, tower I?
Yeah, looks like an I, I don't know. You're going to do the tree?
No, I was just kidding.
No, you really should. I mean, she probably won't believe it.
To her?
Yeah.
No, she's not going to believe it.
Say your son, He got cancer because of trees.
No, that is terrible, Brad. Her son just died of cancer. I should call from apartment 303.
Oh, yeah, 303 would say that there's something leaking from above.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Now or should we wait?
Oh, fuck it. Let's just do it.
Because, you know, she's probably calling them now, Bruce and Marcia, and they're completely denying it. We don't even have a son.
And then she's like, I don't either.
Oh, that is so terrible, Brad. I'm going to go to hell. Oh, my God.
Yeah, fuck it. Just do it. Do it. Say you're in 303.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got something leaking in my apartment.
What apartment are you calling from?
I'm in apartment 303, the first tower.
Okay. And where is it leaking?
It's kind of leaking from the top. I don't know if...
In what room?
I don't know. In the bedroom. Have you talked to Bruce recently? I haven't seen him recently.
Bruce who?
Bruce and Marcia, the people that live above me.
How do you know them? I'm just curious because I'm getting some really weird phone calls today.
Well, because we're neighbors.
Mm-hmm. And where do they live?
They live in 403.
Okay, the phone calls I've been getting, the last few phone calls, have just been bizarre.
How many did you get?
I've received two.
Two
calls?
I'm not
going to tell you the content of them, but it's concerning this. Now, you say it's leaking in your bedroom?
Yes, so I two calls before me?
You don't need to know about that. I just want to know, 303 Tower 1, are you at home now?
Yes, of course, my home. It's leaking down here.
Okay. I will call my husband and I'll have him go over to your suite.
Wait, were they also complaining about leaking?
No, I'm not going to get into it, what the phone calls were about. I just had a bizarre...
Can you tell me, did Bruce and Marcia go out of town?
I'm not telling you anything, okay? Other than my husband will be at your suite soon.
Hey, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
I'm not being a bitch. All right, and I don't appreciate you calling me. It's just none of your business. I'm trying to tell you that in a nice way.
Well, then why did you say it in the first place? You shouldn't have said anything in the first place.
Okay, listen, Erica, my husband will be there in a few minutes, okay? Thank you.
How did you know my name?
I'm the manager.
You know everybody in the building?
That's my job. Your name is Erica Kamikova, and you moved in October 15th in 2011. And I have your phone number and everything.
Wow. Well,
what do you mean, wow?
Because if you're so good at managing this building, why is there a leak?
I have no idea, Erica. That's why I'm going to have my husband be there, okay? Thank you.
What is this about?
Goodbye. My husband will be there shortly.
Why your husband?
My husband.
Holy shit.
Three calls? We only did one.
Well, maybe something else bizarre happened. Yeah, I thought she was just exaggerating at first, but...
Yeah, me too. Maybe she was.
She gave us info again. Erica lives in 303.
What the fuck? That definitely needs to be edited out.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, whoever submitted this specifically said apartment 403, tower 1.
Yes.
And that's what I said. So maybe that's a neighbor he hates.
Oh.
Oh, I wonder if whoever submitted this is Erica. They're sick of those assholes upstairs stomping around.
Oh, no. That would be terrible. Sorry, Erica.
Oh, my God. Shut those kids up. Just kidding.
Go play.
I thought you were getting rid of your kids.
Well... I did actually tell them to take a nap, but they didn't take a nap. So, obviously.
That again. How old are they now?
They're getting too old. I don't want to really say.
Oh, come on.
Because, you know, do you remember the phone winners?
Oh, no. Who are they?
I'm eating something. Yum, yum.
Yeah, nice way to change the subject. Okay, next one.
Yeah.
This is a long one.
Maybe we can say that somebody left their kids here.
Left their kids?
Yeah. In my apartment.
You don't know. They just wandered in.
Yes.
You've been giving them sandwiches for days. Do you have any tenants with missing kids?
Yeah. That's how he should start it.
I'm so happy the urinal prank finally worked out. Now we just have to make the tree prank work.
Yeah. Actually, it did kind of work. He did walk around the building.
Yeah, but he didn't get mad. It's not a good prank call unless they get mad.
That's not true.
Well, yeah, that's not. It's like the trapdoor hotel lady. She wasn't mad. She was just weirded out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the first three calls we did, they all knew we were fucking with them.
Well, we need to find one that has a first floor. And then say we hear noises under the floor. Ask them if they have a spare room. And then later call and be like, hey, I'm trapped down here.
Hey, this one could be a good one for that, but it looks like a small building. Like a... You want me to read it to you?
Sure.
Okay. This is in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The setup of the apartment building numbers is 1E, 1W, 2E, 2W, 3E, 3W. I guess mm-hmm. E, east and west. And so on.
Oh, okay.
So they're just, like, I guess, two stories. Oh, wait, no, they're three. Because he's like, if you have to tell her an apartment number, a good choice would be 3E, since she has had problems with many bad tenants at this number. But that's not the first floor, so I guess maybe that's no good.
Well.
Oh, my God.
I would say there's noises above us.
Yeah. Look, the setup of the building is over 100 years old. Has a fire escape on both sides, has an old, unrenovated basement with washer-dryer storage for each unit. Oh, so there's already a basement. We can't do the trapdoor thing.
Oh, we can say that we made a trapdoor because we were tired of using the stairs.
Yeah, to the laundry room.
Right.
But then the floor just caved in. And our piano our piano fell down there. A tenant that suntans every day. Probably not this time of year, though.
Yeah.
Maintenance has been slowly putting in new windows and painting the building. He's just giving us random info. But this is from Cliff, some guy named Cliff. And he's a YouTube watcher. He says something about our channel.
Plug that back in. Yeah, we can say that we got tired of using the stairs to the basement. But then watch them throw something on us like, we don't have stairs at this building. It's an elevator.
No, there's stairs. Nobody has an elevator.
And then just be like, well, you know, we were tired of using the stairs. My legs hurt. We just cut a trapdoor out and we use a rope now.
Oh, you know what? Johnston Brown just sent me a message, or I mean, he sent me a message like 15 minutes ago of something I should have said to that lady about my urinal.
Oh, what was it?
He says I should have told her I don't usually manage to piss in the urinal, so he didn't think it'd be a big problem.
That's funny.
And it says you didn't know that piss would grow mold because Dr. House said it was sterile. Huh? I love those ideas. It's too bad it's too late.
You kids are being way too loud.
Let me talk to that kid. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can hear it. Go turn it down.
So, do you have an idea for this one?
Yeah, I just gave you like four ideas.
Okay. It's your turn.
It's my turn?
Yeah, because yeah. But you can do this one. You can have the loud kids, because it'll sound more realistic.
Okay.
Are you going to say you chopped a hole in the floor, or
Yes.
I love how that last call went. That was so great. She gave us the info. Oh, I gotta paste you some stuff.
Bring this into the living room, and you both eat from here and share. Go. It's cheesy stuff. Okay, try it, Christopher. Oh, well.
Okay, there's three paragraphs of information.
But
if possible, well, no, it doesn't matter. He just said it's a good choice to be 3E, but it doesn't look like he has a personal problem with that apartment number.
Oh, okay.
So you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Cornerstone Properties. This is Audra.
Hey, Audra. I'm in apartment 1E. Hello?
Hi. Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm in apartment 1E.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not actually. I'm just visiting. But it seems like you guys, you know how you guys have like the stairs that go down to the basement?
Uh-huh.
Would it be a problem if we installed, like, a trap door instead? Because we don't want to use the stairs.
Okay, who am I talking to?
My name's Stacy.
Okay, and you're on Reading Road?
Yes.
Okay, and you...
Yeah.
Why would you want to install a trap door? Who are you? You're not a tenant.
Well, because that asshole from 3A always stands in the stairwell and he smokes.
Okay, someone in 3E's in smoking in the stairwell?
Yes, but I don't want him to get in trouble. I just... hang on a minute. No, give those back. I need those. No. Because, see, I need to actually... get down to do my laundry, and he always standing in there. But we just wanted to install like a trap door. It's way too cold outside to be going through the stairwell.
Well, no, we can't. I can't have somebody just installing trap doors.
Well, what if we do it for you? Will you pay for it?
No. No, you can't just install a door on our building.
Well, what if we paid for it?
You still can't install a door on the building. I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're talking about. When I think of trap door, I think of Looney Tunes and somebody steps on it and they fall. That's a trap door.
Oh, no, no. Like
so, you're talking about it. What do you mean that you want to install a trap door?
We just want to be able to move our rug over and go down that area instead of using the common stairwell.
No, you have to use the common stairwell.
What if we already kind of started?
What do you mean you already kind of started?
Well, I mean, we just kind of
You ripped a rug up?
Yes.
Okay. Rug's going to need to be repaired.
Well, I mean, no, not really. I mean, it can just stay up and we'll just we just have it, like, as a flap so that we can lift the flap if we need to.
And what is the reason why? First of all, I don't even know why I'm discussing this with you. You're not the tenant. What has this got to do with you?
Here.
You don't live there.
I live here.
Oh,
no,
you do?
I'm just not the person on the lease.
So you're living in 1E?
Yeah.
With Adele, who has housing and is not allowed to have anyone living with her.
Well, not exactly.
Well, you just got done telling me that you live there.
No, Adele.
And now I'm going to be obligated to notify housing that she's in violation of her lease, and I'm going to have to notify Adele that she's in violation.
Listen.
You just got done telling me that you live there.
I've only been here for 2 days.
Okay. Well, then you don't live. Are you? Did you move in, or you're just visiting?
No, I didn't move my stuff in. I was just here for the weekend.
Well, then why are you telling me you live there? You just got done telling me that I live. You just said I live there.
Conclusions.
No, those were the words that came out of your mouth. You said I live there.
If you listen instead of making assumptions, you might.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have assumed that. What I heard out of your mouth was I live there, even though that is exactly what you said.
The floor jousts are kind of in the way.
The what's in the way?
The floor jousts.
Okay, but you're supposed... No, okay, first of all, I'm going to have to send maintenance now over to that apartment tomorrow and see what kind of damage you guys have done to the carpeting.
Wait, you said now, tomorrow. Is it now or tomorrow?
I said now I am going to have to call maintenance and send them over there tomorrow to check to see if there are what damages you guys have done.
Well,
number one, you have to...
By the time you do that, we'll have it all cleaned up anyway.
All right, please clean it up, get it fixed. I don't want to see any damages. You cannot put in trapdoors. You must use the common areas. And I don't understand how somebody who's only visiting there for 2 days has this concern.
Well, I'm leaving tonight, and I just want to do her a favor before I leave.
Okay. No, she has to use the common areas. There should be no reason why she can't use the common areas. There should be absolutely no reason.
We already started.
You already started what?
Why are you being such a bitch about this? We already started.
All right, you know what? I'm not going to discuss this with you, especially if you're going to resort to name-calling me.
I wasn't name-calling.
You just got done calling me the B-word. I swear to God, did you that not just come out of your mouth?
So you can't say the B-word, but you can say swear to God?
Okay, you know what? I am done with you. She has to use the common areas. If I find damage to that apartment, I find out you're living there and you're not supposed to be, she's going to be in trouble.
I'm not living there. Why are you jumping to conclusions?
Okay, I'm not. You're psycho.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Thanks,
we
Cliff.
We need to warn Adele.
Oh, yeah. We should do that immediately. I hope Adele doesn't have a grow house in her apartment or anything.
They're going to be like, wait a minute. This carpet is, like, on the floor still. Didn't you just pull it up?
I don't think she ever understood exactly that you chopped the hole in the floor already.
Well, yeah, I didn't... Can you call her and ask her if we need to stop the production?
Oh, I could say I'm an independent contractor, and
you just need to know, like, does this mean you have to go home? Are you getting paid for the work you've already done?
Okay. Okay.
I'm gonna mute.
Say that
you're outside right now.
I'm an independent contractor with what company?
You're not with a company. She picked you up from Home Depot.
No.
From outside Home Depot. You're
Mexican. That's not realistic at all.
It happens down here.
I know, but... Okay, hold on.
Okay. All right, I'm muting.
Okay. I'm dialing. Let me try again. It's apparently ringing. We just can't hear it for some reason.
Afternoon, Cornerstone Properties. This is Audra.
Oh, hello. My name's Roy. I've been doing some construction work over here. They just told me I had to quit on Reading Road. I'm an independent contractor with Royco Construction.
Yes. They have, first of all, it's an apartment building. They rent that apartment.
Okay.
They had no authorization from us to make any modifications to that unit whatsoever.
Oh, I see.
I just left a message for our maintenance supervisor that he is to go there first thing tomorrow morning to assess for any damages.
Okay. Well, we didn't, like, I had to stop anyway because we cut the hole in the floor, on the subfloor and everything. That's about 4 foot mm-hmm. by 4 foot. But we can't, like, the joists are in the way and we can't take those out because it's going to have support issues.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name is Roy from Royco.
And from what's the company?
Royco Construction.
Royco Construction. And can I have your phone number,
Oh,
Roy?
Sure. It's area code 610-465-4545.
4545.
Yes.
And you're saying you cut a hole through our subfloor without having written authorization from the owner of the building?
Well, we got authorization from Adele, and we got permits and everything.
Adele's a tenant.
Well,
Adele's
We have no way of knowing that. She told us she was the owner.
Well, now you do realize it's an apartment, correct?
Ma'am, you don't need to talk to me like that. I'm not retarded.
Okay. Well, all right. I know you're not retarded, sir. I apologize. I'm just very angry with the last phone call I got about how they're installing trap doors and this and that. I did not even realize that they actually had someone from a construction company over there doing this.
So are you going to be paying me for this, or is Adele?
Adele's going to pay you for it.
Okay.
First off, and Adele's also going to be paying us for whatever it costs for us to repair the work that you've done to get the building back to its original state.
Okay. Well, I'm putting in support beams right now, posts in the basement, so we can go ahead and cut these joists out.
Don't you cut the joists out.
No, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I've already been paid.
You need to stop.
No, I've been paid already for this part of the job. So I'm going to go ahead and cut the joists out now.
No, you cannot cut the joists out.
I signed a contract.
You have to understand, Roy. Adele is a tenant. She doesn't own the building. I'm not trying to talk to you like you're retarded. I swear. But you cannot cut through our building.
Well, she's already paid
without
me.
Without written consent from the owner of the building.
Well, no, I have the contract here that's written, and I have to finish the
and
job I started, or else I'm going to have to give back her money if I don't finish. And I've already bought all the supplies and everything.
Right. If you know what's good for you legally, you're going to stop right now. Because if you continue this job, Cornerstone Real Estate is going to end up suing you. So I would strongly recommend you stop where you are.
Well, you're going to have to
sue
Adele.
As long as what you've done is safe and secured.
Well, no one here is stopping me. So I'm just going to finish what I've been paid to do. I'm just going to put up 4 support poles in the basement and then cut out the joists so the hole's complete. And then I've got a guy coming in that's going to do the stairs.
Okay.
But he's not going to be
here. All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to try to get the owner of the building on the phone for you. Can you hold?
Oh, I thought you were the owner.
So now
someone else is the owner. I don't even think you're being honest with me.
I didn't say I was the owner. I never said I was the owner. I said that you did not have permission from the owner. I was the owner.
No, you said you were the owner.
No, I did not. Don't start talking. Now, please don't talk to me like I'm retarded. Can you hold, please? And I will get the owner on the phone.
I have a nephew that's retarded, and that's offensive to me. So you can stop saying retarded.
Well, I'm sorry. You know what, Roy? You're the one that started this with me. You're the one that used that term initially.
I never said that.
You used that term initially, yes. Yes, you did, sir. Okay, you know, I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to tell you just to stop what you're doing.
Okay, I'm just going to finish these posts so I can go
home.
And
you're
going
to keep cutting holes in our building.
And then you can stop.
All right, hold on, please. I'm going to get the owner.
Before
can you hold, please, for 1 second while I get the owner?
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Why is she being such a bitch about it?
Who knows? I'm looking for construction sound effects. Shit, that's a jackhammer. I don't know if you can hear him, Stacy.
No.
Yeah, this is stupid. Maybe chainsaw.
Yep. That's good.
Hello, Roy?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, I'm the broker here, okay? And
hold on, I can't hear you over the sound of this power saw. Where I'm sawing through the joists.
I'm the broker here, and apparently the tenant has no authority to do anything with that facility.
Okay.
You know, if you're in there doing work for that tenant, okay, you are actually breaking the law.
Okay, well, I have a contract.
Okay, they have
no right
to do anything unless they get approval from us.
Maybe she'll be in trouble with the law, but not me.
Okay, so if you're doing anything at all, I'd stop immediately. Or we'll have the police come over there right now.
Okay, well, hold on, I got to cut through the rest of this joist here.
What's that?
I got to cut through the rest of this joist. Hold on.
Well, if you cut through the joist, that's a problem, because we're going to have the police cut out.
Oh, no, it's okay, because we put support posts in the basement, so it's fine. It's
I don't care.
Collapse.
You're not supposed to be doing anything.
Well, don't tell me how to do my job, because I'm a professional.
You're not supposed to touch that facility.
I'm a professional at this, so don't tell me how to do my job.
It doesn't matter. We'll have the police come out. Okay, if you're not going to leave and stop work immediately, we'll have the police come out. We'll call them up right now.
Okay, I'll stop then, I guess.
Okay, well, you better leave the building, too, because you don't have permission to be in there.
No, Adele gave me permission, so that's all right.
Adele has no permission, has no right to give you permission. In her lease, she's not allowed to.
Oh, she's not allowed to have visitors, then.
She's not allowed to have visitors in the basement.
Well, I'm not in the basement. I'm upstairs right now.
You could be in her apartment, but not in the basement.
I'm in her apartment. I'm sawing through the joists. But her apartment's sort of a part of the basement now because there's a big hole.
Okay, well, you better repair it.
What?
Or have Adele authorize you to repair it because if it's not fixed,
no, she's not gonna wanna pay me.
What's that?
She's not going to want to pay me if I repair it, so no, I'm not repairing anything.
Well, she's going to have to pay you to repair it because we're going to be suing her.
Whatever. I'll let you go now. I got to finish this.
Hey, you can't finish. Okay, well, I'm calling the police then.
No,
okay,
don't call the police. Don't call the police.
I am calling the police. You're destroying property that you have no right to destroy.
It's in a contract.
It doesn't matter. It's not a contract with us. We own the building. You know, she has no right to enter a contract with you at all. You're going to end up going to jail, buddy.
Nobody's going to jail. Maybe you should go
to jail
for harassing phone
calls. Okay, well, I will
call
the police unless you leave and stop what you're doing right now.
I'm leaving now. I've left. I'm outside now. Okay, bye.
Okay, if you go back in there and you work on that property...
I'm going back
one more time.
I'm going back to get my hammer.
Well, go ahead back and get your hammer now and then get out of there. And where is Adele? I want to talk to her.
She's busy. Okay, I gotta go. I gotta clean up here.
Well, we're heading over there if that's the case.
Okay,
I mean,
fine.
You're telling me she's not gonna talk to me? She's busy.
Fine.
That's a problem.
Yeah, you come over here and you come over here and talk to me like that to my face.
The police are coming over there, not me.
You said you're coming over there. You said we.
No, I said the police will come over. It won't be us coming over. It won't be me coming over. It'll be our maintenance crew coming over along with the police.
You clearly said we, so now I think you're impersonating a police officer, and that's illegal.
I'm just telling you, buddy. Okay.
Okay, I got to go. I'm really busy.
Is Adele there?
I'm on the clock, and I have to go.
Okay, well, if you're on the clock, get the hell out of there, because if you touch that property anymore...
Don't tell me what to do.
Anymore,
don't tell me what to do.
You know... Adele's in big trouble.
I hung up. He's gone.
He kept going. One second he told you to leave, the next second he told you to stay and repair it.
I was playing a saw sound effect, but it just occurred to me in the middle of it that he can't hear it. Like, neither of you can hear it.
Oh.
The listeners on the air can hear a power saw.
Wow. That was interesting. I hope she doesn't get in trouble.
No.
I mean, she can't get in trouble when they go there and they see everything is still in its place.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't have a meth house in there, everything will be fine. No, she'll be fine because they'll see that there's no 4-foot hole in the floor.
Right. They actually believed us.
That's the second building that's just handed out tenant information, like told us that Adele lives there.
Wow. Well, the other lady was worse. She gave out first and last names.
Yeah, and told us the move-in date. You probably could have asked, you could have been like, well, what phone number do you have for me? And they would have given it
to you. Yeah, that's what I was going to, when she goes, I have your phone number too. I should have been like, and what's that phone number? And then we could call her, call the tenant and be like, yeah, your asshole of a landlord is coming over right now. Why? I don't know. No idea.
I almost think we should call back and say it's a joke, but then I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want Adele to get kicked out.
She won't get kicked out. But the police could show up.
Yeah, we should probably call back and tell them it's a joke, but just not put that part on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably should do that.
All right. Wait. Let's stay over with the. I'm going to say I'm with the radio station.
Okay. All right.
Is this Adele?
No, sir. My name is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Skippy and Dippy show here in Allentown. That's a morning radio station show.
So, what are you calling us for?
Oh, I just needed to know your fax number. I need to fax over a permission slip to air the prank call we just made to you.
Well, I can tell you that we don't have a fax number, so I can't help you there. But if this is the same gentleman I'm talking to, and I know it is because it's the phone number, the police are on their way over.
Oh, well, that's dumb to send the police because we're just a radio. We're a morning radio show. We're just
messing with you. Glad to hear that, but they're going to be checking on you.
They're going to check
on you. I'll talk to you later. Okay. Goodbye.
I'm really scared.
They're going to be checking on us.
Oh, crap.
Oh, no. I hope Skippy and Dippy don't have a grow house. You said morning show, and it's like 5:30 in the evening?
They have to pre-record their prank calls now.
Oh.
Have you heard about the lady that died over a prank call?
No.
It's pretty hilarious.
Why are you laughing? She died.
Well, she's stupid. She committed suicide.
Whoa.
It's okay, so I don't want to explain all this now. God, why are you making me explain this?
I didn't make you, actually. You brought it up.
No, actually, this is a good thing to explain. These Australian DJs, they called Kate Middleton was in the hospital. She's apparently the Queen's daughter, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she just married the prince, and they're having a baby.
Okay, so. Yeah. You know more than I do, then. But, like, these DJs in Australia, they called up. They did these horrible fake British accents, and they pretended to be the Queen and Prince Charles.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, but I didn't know that person died.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like, a big viral thing for a few days, and then it turned really bad because that nurse killed herself, and she left a suicide note blaming the prank callers.
Really?
But here's the thing. They talked to one nurse, and the nurse is like, okay, let me transfer you. And then they talked to the other nurse. The other nurse gave a bunch of private information about the Queen's health. About Kate's
which
health.
Which she wasn't allowed to do.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Like, the person that killed herself, she's just the one that transferred the call to that nurse. She didn't give out anything. And she tried to kill herself.
Yeah, but she still feels bad.
What do you mean? Who feels bad?
She still felt bad about it, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But she tried to kill herself, like, at least two times. Public.
She didn't actually kill herself?
No, she did. I'm just saying before any of this happened, she'd made suicide attempts before. So it's not the prank caller's fault. She just used that as an excuse to kill herself.
Oh, okay. So basically, she failed at killing herself twice.
Yeah, that's got to feel really shitty if you try and kill yourself over and over and you keep failing.
Yeah, so it just basically helped her complete what she was trying to do.
Yeah, basically they helped the Australian DJs. Yeah,
it was very nice of them.
No, they made like tearful apologies and everything on television, and they lost their jobs over it.
Well, I mean, that was really nice of them to help her complete, you know, the
the nurse had like children, by the way.
Oh, well, that was she had been trying to kill herself.
Yeah.
So
I blame the kids. Ba-dunch.
So, anyway.
So how's stuff at your house? Should we, continue this for a while, or should we...
I mean, we can. I mean, they're just making a mess. I told them to go clean up, and they're not cleaning. And I said, we're not going out for dinner unless you clean, so I guess we're not going out for dinner.
That'll show those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You should use curse words. Call them retarded and bitch.
No! Wouldn't do that. That's terrible.
I love how that lady just threw that back at me. Like, don't you be retarded.
You're like, my brother is retarded.
There's, holy shit, there's 72 people listening to us right now.
That's because we're funny.
That's because we're committing misdemeanors on the air.
Right.
Making police show up at apartments.
Can we please call him back and just like be like, seriously, it's a joke? Because he seems to be taking this way too far.
What, the guy that I just called back?
Yeah, you just told him it was a joke, and he's like, we're coming out there to see you. Like, really, does he think that lady actually...
I told him it's a joke.
Apparently she has housing, like government...
Yeah, yeah.
...housing or something. Someone that's on government housing cannot afford to pay a contractor to build stairs. I mean, come on.
She used the profits from her meth lab.
I mean, this guy is really, really dumb.
Yeah, we can't call him. I mean, if we call him back and tell him it's a prank, he's going to just do the same thing he did the last time we did that.
Yeah, that's true. We tried.
We tried, yeah. He knows it's a prank now. He has to know, because I said that.
Yeah, maybe it's just now sinking in. And it's going to be funny when he calls the cops. And he's like, yeah,
is that
somebody
even
called in and said that they were damaging my property. Okay, why did they call in and tell you that?
Yeah, I don't think that's even a thing you call the police over.
Well, it's vandalism. It's, you know,
yeah,
damaging property. It's property damage.
It's worse than those people that call the police over getting, like, the wrong value meal at McDonald's or whatever.
Not really.
Okay, not worse, but still.
Not really, because, like, if somebody was out there smashing your car and smashing the windows in, you would call the police, right?
I guess. But if someone paid you to do it, and it was a contract job, it'd be okay.
If somebody paid me to come over there and smash in all your windows, it would be okay.
I'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, let me see your paperwork for this. Okay.
No.
You're right. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yes, I'm right.
So we're not quite halfway through the entire list of apartments. Oh, wait. No, maybe we're about halfway. I have to mark this one off from Cliff.
Okay, so only 4 hours left.
That one was from some guy named Cliff, a YouTube viewer. So thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Cliff. That was hilarious.
I think is what I'm going to try and do. Like, if I put all these on YouTube, I'll try and put their names along the bottom, say. Or maybe that's a horrible idea, because then the landlords will see them and like, oh, fucking Cliff, he's responsible for this.
That is a bad idea. You're full of really bad ideas.
Well, I want to give people credit, but it keeps backfiring on us.
Well, I'm glad we made that other guy laugh, that gay-sounding guy, because he was, like, mad at Anthony. He's like, Anthony, E22? He remembered.
Oh, no,
so
he lightened up
a little.
He said Anthony's last name to me.
Yeah.
Or to you or whatever.
And I was afraid. I'm like, Anthony's going to get in trouble. But he was laughing about it, so.
Holiday just messaged me and said that was an amazing call just now.
Oh, thank you.
And Johnston Brown's, like, doing advice again when I wasn't watching. Like, actually, he tells me to say the same thing. Tell the owner that she made offensive comments about your autistic son. Oh, to the second guy that I
not autistic, retarded.
Same thing.
Yeah, right.
Something. Same thing.
I thought we already had that experience from like DEF CON. What was that? 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we already had that experience, the difference between retarded and autistic.
Yeah.
So we need to learn to be a little more sensitive.
That guy that we did that to, he said he's going to buy me a beer if I introduce myself to him, but I think it's a trick.
What guy?
The guy whose son we called, we fucked with. That guy that we called that night. You didn't know about that?
Like, oh.
He posted on the DEF CON forums about the prank call he received.
Oh.
And
he said that he would buy you a beer.
Yeah. Like, I started replying on that thread. I don't really remember what I said, but it was... I think I was a jerk at first, but then I started being nice.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that you should track him down and be like, so, how about that beer?
Be like, you owe me a beer, motherfucker.
You owe me a beer. You and your retarded son. Yeah, I want to meet both of you.
This apartment building, this next one, it says, the unique thing about this apartment is that we have a sauna in the clubhouse. I don't know where to go with that, though.
We left our food in the sauna. You're not supposed to do that, are you?
Oh, eat in the sauna? I have no idea.
I mean, think about it. It's a sauna. And let's say we left something really stinky in there, like smoked salmon.
Okay, hold on. I'm retarded. I know. A sauna, is that the smoky room that you go into?
It's a steamy room. A sauna is like a really hot room.
Okay. And what's
they have different types of saunas. They have dry and they have steamy and they have saunas that you put like crap in there, like salt, and it's supposed to do different things for your skin.
That's all it is a skin thing?
Well, they have different types of saunas.
Okay.
But it's probably like a steam room.
All right.
That's probably what it is.
I was just wondering, because I didn't think men were into their skin, but this one gym that I used to be at, they had a sauna in the men's locker room.
Well, it also helps you, it kind of helps you lose weight, too. I don't know how exactly, like water weight.
Well, I guess if you're sweating a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know if you can work that in. What else could we do horrible to a sauna? We could say we're stuck in the sauna.
But then they'll just come out there and realize we're not. Then they'll just be like, all right, we'll be right there, click.
Let me see what they're saying in Madhouse. Oh, nothing.
We can ask them if it's okay if we cook in there.
Yeah, like, does it work like a barbecue grill? Yeah, you could try.
We steamed some vegetables in there, and we left our salmon in there. I just want to let you know, there's like a strange smell in here now, and I don't know if it has to do with us. We just came back from there, and I didn't know if it had to do with us from what we did yesterday.
Okay, this sounds like your call.
Okay.
Oh, here, let me paste what this guy said. This is from a guy named Tony.
Okay.
Where are you? Erg. Hold on. Okay, so you ready?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, it's not letting me dial this number. Something with the formatting, I guess.
They might not be around anymore.
No, it's not even...
It's almost 6. Oh, well, here it's almost 5.
Well, this is Kansas.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, come on. Okay, maybe I hit the wrong thing. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, my God, come on. Add people. Okay, now it's working.
Okay.
Say you dragged your barbecue grill in there.
Wyndham Court Suites. This is Ileana.
Hi. I don't. This is not really like a call where I want to give out my name or anything. It's just kind of something that you guys need to know.
Okay.
We went to the sauna last night, and we thought because of all the steam and everything that it would be a good place for us to steam our food. But ever since then, it hasn't been the same. Probably need to get someone out there to check it out.
Okay, you said the sauna what?
You know how a sauna has a lot of steam in it?
Yes.
Well, our steamer is broken. So we actually took our food with us to steam in the sauna.
Mm-hmm.
So ever since then, it just hasn't been the same.
The sauna's not the same, or the steaming isn't the same?
Both. Like, the sauna just has a strange... like the air is just different, thicker, and because we brought in some fish.
Okay.
And
well,
it might have gotten.
It is a wet, dry sauna. I will let maintenance know, but the sauna is not for steaming food. But I will have maintenance take a look at it.
I mean, you don't have to talk to me like I'm a retard.
Like, I'm not talking to you as if you're a retard, and I understand that you feel opposite of that, but I would not think that it would probably cook your food to the correct temperature or to a safe temperature.
We weren't cooking it. We were steaming it.
Okay.
It's not like an oven. I mean, like, the steam is what steams the food. You know, you ever had fish or, like, steamed vegetables?
Yes.
You can cook it that way.
So, is your stove working?
Not really.
I'll have maintenance take a look at your stove.
But can you hold on a minute here? The stove doesn't actually steam anything. Our steamer is what wasn't working. We don't really use the stove anyway.
Okay.
But, I mean, the problem is the sauna now, I can't use it now because it has that smell in it. It needs to be taken care of. And I don't want to be responsible for that. It's not my fault.
Right. I will let maintenance know that there's a situation with the sauna. For your future reference, the sauna is not made for steaming food.
What about, like, marijuana?
Well, it's not made for marijuana, and marijuana is illegal anywhere within this community. So any type of marijuana usage or distribution is a violation of the criminal activity addendum and results in being subject to termination of a lease agreement and notification of the Wichita Police Department.
Do you have any cameras out there?
I mean, it's in your lease agreement.
No,
if
not...
If you review your criminal activity addendum, marijuana is... There's not a camera in the sauna, no.
Okay, good. Okay. That's mostly what... Because the reason I rented this apartment is because there's a sauna and it needs to work. And if it's not working, I'm going to have to move out.
Okay. Well,
but I don't want
to
get
charged. To my knowledge, the sauna is working. I will have maintenance take a look at the sauna. But
you don't need to yell at me, lady.
I'm not yelling at you, and I understand that's how you feel. I will reiterate that the sauna is not to be used for steaming of any food product or the smoking of marijuana. So if there's any damage caused by food, I will let maintenance know, and they will make the necessary repairs. And that's if you know if the sauna is not working to the specifications you need, you can submit your notice of intent to vacate.
Well, we actually, you don't know who I am, right?
Well, you do have the right not to notify me of whom I'm speaking with, but I will let you know that it is, you know, should there be food found within the sauna, you know, we'll send out a reminder to the entire community that the sauna is not a method for cooking food. Or
you probably should send out that notice anyway, because there were other people doing it.
Okay, I will send out that notice, and I will send out a notice reminding everyone that smoking of marijuana is illegal. It's illegal within the state of Kansas as well as within this community, and anyone with the suspected of violating the criminal activity addendum is subject to receiving a 1430, and the Wichita Police Department will be notified.
You don't actually make the laws, do you?
No, but I have to implement the laws in the state of Kansas.
Within the community.
Right. It's illegal within the state of Kansas, so therefore it's illegal within this community. I must implement the laws of the state. So
and how are you
going to
do that if you don't know who I am?
Well, anyone that's suspected of smoking marijuana, we do notify the Wichita Police Department.
But you're not a policeman.
I have the right as a landlord's agent to implement the criminal activity addendum.
So you're not even a landlord. You're just an agent of the landlord. You're just a lady.
No,
at the
I'm
desk
landlord's agent. And, you know, I'm not going to discuss the legalities of smoking of marijuana. It's illegal in the state of Kansas, and it's illegal within this community. And should you be suspected or convicted of any illegal activity, we have the right to terminate your tenancy.
But you wouldn't, because you don't know who I am.
Well, you know,
that's
those things, you, whether it be you or any other resident, those things generally resolve themselves in a period of time, because usually if a person is smoking marijuana in their apartment, it can be smelt throughout the entire building and someone reports it. And if you're smoking marijuana in the sauna of the clubhouse, at any point in time, any resident could walk into the clubhouse area, and they generally will report it. So, no, even
they
though
haven't.
I do not know who you are at this moment, those things generally resolve themselves. And in time, all things are revealed. I have informed you of what you need to know for now. I'm not going to continue this conversation with you.
Well, ma'am,
just be reminded that smoking of marijuana is illegal. It is not permitted. And cooking of food or steaming of food within the sauna is against the terms of the lease.
Being a total bitch.
Thank you and have a nice day.
No.
Did you hear her at the end? She's like, oh, yeah. My God.
You should just call her about something totally normal, and then just ask her, you know, what day is trash day, and then she'll tell you what. We don't have to be a bitch about it.
Okay, I'm doing it.
She's all riled up already.
Holy shit! She needs to.
Thank you for choosing Wyndham Court. We are.
She thinks it's you calling back. That's why she's not picking up.
Oh.
Ah, shit.
No.
Sorry.
Okay. Why would you do that to me?
Sorry. That one was great.
Wow, she just kept talking.
You were really pissing her off. You just wouldn't. You're so good at arguing with people.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't having fun. I don't know why. It was kind of boring to me.
Oh, really? No, I was. I'm sweating because I'm laughing.
You are? Oh, okay. I thought it was kind of boring, but, you know, just, I thought it'd be funny if we were like, what day is trash day? We don't have to be a total bitch about it. Yeah. By the way, is it okay if there's marijuana in the trash? And then she will go nuts.
All right, let me try once more. She's not going to pick up. She probably sees the caller ID that it's you.
Oh,
thank you for
Oh, well.
All right. Maybe we can go back to it after this next one.
Maybe we'll just call it tomorrow.
Yeah. This one doesn't have any details. Look, yeah, I'm going to go back to the old, you know, sand stuff.
The what?
Sand. Sand on the floors.
Oh, sand? Oh, my God.
Back to the basics.
What's all right? Hold on. Okay. I'm going to go on mute.
All right. Should I?
Yeah, you can keep going.
Thank you. You don't need to talk to me like I'm retarded.
I thought that's what you were asking. Jeez.
You have to be a bitch about it.
Thank you for calling Sunnybrook Townhomes and Apartments. This is Chris. How may I assist you?
Oh, hello. We're having a kind of an issue with the sand on our floors here in our apartment.
With the what?
The sand on the floors.
You have sand on your floors?
Yeah, we filled up our apartment with sand. It's like a beach atmosphere thing. But the problem is, like, I guess it gets wet underneath the sand, and that's starting to... I don't know. I guess you'd call it mold or rot or something, like on the wood. It's mostly where the cat's been peeing.
So you put, what apartment are you in?
43.
You must have the wrong number. We don't have an apartment to go to 43.
I think it's 43. But, like, do you know, like, is there an easy way to dry this out? Like, you know, through the sand? Like, I don't know, should we use space heaters or?
I would think the sand would soak it up.
Huh?
I would think the sand would soak it up.
Well, it stays in the sand. It's not like kitty litter. It just kind of, it's the water seems to go to the bottom, and it's kind of messing with the floors.
Are you sure you meant to call Stony Brook Apartments and Townhomes?
Yeah, that's where we live.
So what's your address?
You don't know where the address to that place is?
I know my address. I was trying to get yours.
Well, you don't need to be a smartass. I'm just trying to ask a question.
So can I get your address?
No. I hung up. He's not going to fall for anything. Maybe we can try him tomorrow or something.
Yeah. Well, you didn't even have the address?
No, he didn't give it to me.
Oh.
So, fuck you, whoever sent that.
Yeah, fuck you. Oh. Never mind.
You said that in front of your kids, didn't you?
Yeah. Alright. I think we're going to have to go have dinner, even though this is really fun.
Yeah, I've got stuff to do, too.
They have to clean their rooms. Their room. They only have one room.
They have to vacuum up all the sand.
No, there's just toys everywhere.
Do you think it's likely we'll do this again tomorrow?
Probably not.
Wednesday?
No, we can do it tomorrow. I'm not going to have any kids here tomorrow.
No, you just said probably not. I'm saying, do you think it's like...
No, I'm saying probably not because every time we say we're going to do it, we don't do it.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Okay.
But we can still do it. We can do it all damn day if you want.
Well, let's just continue. Let's go another 2 hours.
Right now?
No. It's okay. It's all right.
You want to... Well, we can't do it now because places are closing.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Well, not except for West Coast.
Yeah, not on the West Coast. Actually, the next one...
Do you want to go another hour?
I don't know. Actually, no. That's probably a horrible idea. I've got to get things done.
I could just order pizza.
Um,
We can do some stuff later tonight if you want.
Yeah, maybe.
Liberty, get off of the freaking bed. Everyone is like within everyone. Like I have a 1,200-ish square foot apartment,
mm-hmm.
and everyone is like within 10 feet of me. It's getting crazy. Everyone's climbing all over everything.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to go and beat some pets and kids and stuff.
I only have one pet.
Whatever. Okay, so I guess we're ending the show, right?
Yeah, we're ending the show for now.
Did you learn anything tomorrow. Today?
Yes, I learned that bladder cancer is real. People actually die from that.
What are the odds?
When I said bladder cancer, I was like, you know what, we better make it prostate cancer, because bladder cancer is probably not as common.
I tried to remember that, and then I forgot that you said prostate instead of bladder. My fault.
I wonder if we should call that lady back and ask her if,
she's probably crying right now.
She found the urinal.
Oh, let's call the, let's call the one that we couldn't get back through to.
Oh, okay, which one was that?
The one that you want me to ask about the trash and marijuana.
Oh, okay, oh, well, just kidding, we're not going yet.
Okay, just real quick, see if this works.
It's in Kansas City.
She's had time to calm down. Take her heart meds. Do you think we've ever killed anyone with a prank call? And just nobody knew about it? Like, we stressed them out so bad?
I don't think so.
Had a heart attack?
Maybe you should star 67 this.
Thank you for choosing Wyndham Court.
All right. Never mind.
Just kidding, we're ending it now.
I learned a little about building codes in Pennsylvania, and you have to get permission from building owners to install support posts and cut holes through floors. So if I'm ever an independent contractor, I'll know that.
Right, in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Yep. Okay.
This is sad.
Everyone tune in tomorrow, and hopefully we'll do this again. Watch the Facebook. I think it's time that I mention I've got myself an obsession for the smell, for the touch. I know I've got myself a habit, but I gotta have